It's Friday, October 5th, 2012, from Oroville. The sky is clear this morning. The high today will be 32 degrees Celsius, with southerly breezes 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. And tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with 70% chance of rain and a temperature drop down to 27. Now, at 4:30 today at Cinema Paradiso, Mala Lant's film, Gorilla Midwife, will be shown. It's a documentary about Ibu Robin Lim's life as a fierce advocate for gentle birth as a human right. It's pointed out that the innate capacity of human beings to love is affected by the birth experience, and that gentle birth brings peace and traumatic birth brings war. Listen to a chat now with Mala. It's very nice to have you here. There's a film, a documentary showing about Gorilla Midwife. Mm-hmm. And you made this film?
No, this film is about a colleague of mine that is the founder of a nonprofit organization called Yayasan Bumi Sehat, which means in Indonesia, gentle birth for Mother Earth. This woman, her name is Robin Lim. She just was awarded in America the CNN Hero of the Year, and CNN is the National Broadcasting Television Organization. So she is awarded that because of the humanitarian projects that she's done around the world to be a fierce advocate for mothers, children, and family.
Mm, that's where it all begins, isn't it?
Well, it really does begin at birth. We found that the experience prenatally and at birth is an imprint, imprints a child for the rest of their lives. And we feel that that imprint affects our capacity to love for the rest of our lives. So we are sharing about the dream and the vision of having gentle birth. We believe that good health care for women is a human right, and that women have the right to have support, emotional support during birth, and also family support if they want that. And we feel that our program has a lot to do about empowering women and having more dignity around birth.
I see. And does this also include the childbirth in water or home birth, or can gentle birth take place in hospital?
Well, we do believe it can take place wherever you are, if that's what your focus is. Our project has created a model birthing center in Indonesia, in Bali, Indonesia, where all Indonesian women are birthing, can birth there for free. We don't use any chemicals at all. We use massage, and we do use water to help with relaxation, showers or tubs. We use music and movement. Mm-hmm. And we know that women's bodies are made to birth babies, and we know that babies are made to come out. So we let the hormone oxytocin, which is the natural hormone in the body, if a woman is undisturbed as she is moving in through labor, then her body will birth a baby naturally.
I was very taken with the statement, what happens at birth does impact our capacity to love rather than to make war. Can we assume then that people who make war had a difficult birth or a harsh or inhumane type of birth experience?
Well, what's happened, just like so many other things on the planet now, is that birth has become medicalized. It's become technological. In a birthing room, people look at the machine instead of the mother. And as the midwife model of care has to do with caring for the mother, letting the mother be a mother-centered birth experience, to bring the mother into as much comfort as she can be as her body goes through this natural biological process. So what we found, that there is a link between the environment and birthing and peace. We found that traumatic births lead to violence, imprinting, being imprinted on the child for the rest of their lives, and that peaceful births leave an imprint of gentleness and peace and tenderness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the world is a reflection of all of us, and so we ask and pray that we could bring birth back into the sacred place it really is for the divine feminine in all of us. and that we could really bring more consciousness to the truth that if we could have gentle birth, we could have peace on earth. And so there is an organization now called the International Center of Primal Health, and there is evidence that it's that what is imprinted on the mother prenatally and at birth and in the first year of birth does affect a child for the rest of their, you know, lives. And so, you know, in indigenous values include caring for each other for seven generations from now. You know, we bring forward, just like mother did, that we could become more conscious of the way that we treat women and all women, no matter what caste they are. We need to bring more dignity to the divine feminine, because we know that a long time ago there was a matriarchal society, and that is, the reverence was there. And now we've, because of technology, because of ownership and capitalism, we've moved into this strong patriarchal society. The men really need the healing now, and they need to be humbled and let the feminine power that brings about the generations, let that rise up and let it be flowered, let the heart flower again for the feminine energy.
Here in Oroville, I don't know how long you've been here and how long you plan to stay, but I'm wondering if you've been in touch with our midwives.
Yes, I have. Yes, Hilda. I've spoken to Hilda, and she's, you know, taught me a lot about how she's involved in the community. I have spoken to Manuela, a newcomer, and I've been to the health center, and I've talked to, I've been actually to the hospital and to the birthing unit in the hospital. And I've seen, you know, that the villages, how much wonderful work Oroville has been doing in the villages and empowering women. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy for that. And I would like to offer up a possibility that we could have a conference here at Oroville and use it as a networking for the country of India to discuss how we can actually bring about a gentle birth experience. And we do need to have doctors that support us for that, just because we know that sometimes the hospital procedures are necessary. But I feel that we could do a pilot study showing that the women that are not high risk could come to a gentle birth center, and the outcomes could be more gentle, the family could be involved, the women could have more emotional support, and also the bonding between baby and mother and baby and father could be stronger and be more positive through the rest of their lives.
Uh-huh, good. I'm glad to hear you mention father, because I want to ask you if you, talking about the matriarchal energy and coming back to that, do you support and encourage the father to assist in the birth?
Mm-hmm. In Indonesia, the father is the one that comes into the room. And we, of course, they have a choice, you know, but I think that we feel it's important because for them to experience what the mother's going through to have a baby is very humbling, and I think it's very, very good for them to feel that. Plus, what we say is what brings a baby in brings a baby out. So the tenderness that they could offer a woman during that time is just invaluable. It's amazing, because we know when someone gives love, then women just get so soft and so tender. And it's true of all of us, really. That's the hormone oxytocin, again, working. And so oxytocin will work as long as birth is undisturbed. So that means that you know, strangers aren't walking through, and bright lights aren't shining, and harsh voices aren't used, and you actually give women the protective space of being able to go inward to let the reptilian brain, the ancient brain, take over. And so we all need protection and around us to be able to go that deep. And so we offer that at our center, and as a model of how to honor our own selves when we go that deep inside, mm-hmm. to birth anything, whether it's an idea, whether it's a child, whether it's a death. You know, it's a sacred, with a lot of reverence. We hold reverence around that. experience. I've found a lot of wonderful things happening here at Oroville, and I do understand that the new integrative health center and system that's coming definitely has in their vision also a birthing center. I feel that really, of course, just like in every country, we have to communicate and bring in the government, you know, the Department of Health, the WHO, and because there's such a complex structure around everything, you know, with the institutions, that we have to be able to discuss things together and get the people that are inspired to it to show a path of how to make the changes. You asked if you can have a gentle birth in the hospital. Yes, if the woman has the right to have someone in the room, you know, it is a right to be supported. And enough women, I understand in some countries they won't allow that, and that is really an abuse of a human right. How to work through the departments of the government so that they also can support us, because I think all of us want love and tenderness, and you know, we see a baby, everyone heart is lightened.
Yes,
so I feel like we all want to work together. It's just creating that to do that. I think if we could have a networking conference, it would be valuable for everyone across this whole country to just see who would come forth and how we can support each other.
In every country, in fact.
Yes, every country, you're right.
Well, thank you so much, Mala. It's been a pleasure.
I mean, we're all there one step at a time, right?
Right. We're doing the best we can one step at a time.
Yes. So love is the answer every moment in every contact you have with any of us. We all are the same.
Tomorrow, Saturday night, Miraculous Productions, that means Johnny and Jesse, of course, presents High Heels in the Old Town Tonight. It's another play starring the kids of Oroville, not to be missed. Visitor Center, October the 6th, Saturday night, 8 p.m. And this from the Mother's Agenda of 7th August, 1963. It would be better to remain quiet. Take things as they are, and let the Lord do His work without pushing Him all the time like that. I always feel that all our misfortunes are attracted by our impatience or discontent. If we were blissfully content and let things follow their course, saying, "When you, Lord, will it will be. That's all. I'm an idiot. I remain an idiot until you will it to change." You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Malika on microphone. In studio today, Andy, Dimitri, and Andrea. Direct your comments and queries to orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.